Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my two guests for the morning interview. I'm delighted to have here this morning Carlos Rodriguez and Paul Laraya. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. It's a thrill to be back here in Sitka.
Yeah, you were here about not quite 10 years ago, so I do want to start with talking a little bit about that. But first, let me introduce you as Carlos, a cellist, and Paul, a violist, and you're both here as members of the Catalyst Quartet, and you'll be performing tonight, 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall with the other members of your quartet.
That's right. They're, I think, still sleeping.
Lucky them.
Lucky them.
Because you did arrive, was it late last night?
Oh, yeah, like midnight, let's say.
Yeah. Oh, thank
you. From the East Coast.
We'll actually be playing a collaborative work with Zool Bailey on that program as well, which you don't want to miss.
Okay, wonderful. So Zool will be there as well. So you were here in 2014 as the Catalyst Quartet. I'd love to hear a little bit about what brought you to Sitka that first time and that first experience.
We're here for Sitka Music Festival, and that was, I believe, in early June. And it was Zool that brought us here. And he's always been a great colleague and inspiring musician, and it was an exciting thing for him to ask us to come out here. And we had just recorded our first album, the Bach Gould Project, and it was a great place to come off of that experience, which can be rather intense, and come here to this wonderful community that loves music so much, and to play concerts and be out of the recording studio and experience live contact. So exciting to the point where when we were leaving, the TSA people had come to our concert at the airport and made us feel a little bit like celebrities in that moment. So that was a very warm reception here, and beautiful nature, obviously, and the hiking that we did was lovely. It was really special.
And now you're back at a totally different time of year. You're coming when it's raining and we're getting some of our fall storms. But besides the weather changes, there are some other changes. I mean, first of all, you're staying in a different space. When you were here in 2014, you were in a pre-renovated housing situation, and you did get a chance to glance at where you are now. What's the difference?
Well, what's really lovely about it is that the bones of the old structures are still there. So there's sort of like a nostalgia, but it's all potched up. You can look up, we hung out in there and we did that there and we had our breakfast there. But like, it's so nice. And we were just saying, like, what a beautiful place to just be able to have a retreat and focus on music, just get some really great work done. And just, it's great for the soul, really.
Well, and you're in for a treat tonight. So the concert is at Centennial Hall, and that actually has been totally redone since you were last here as well. Yeah, so tonight, 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall, people can come a little bit early and get their tickets at the door. I'd love to hear a little bit about what people can expect tonight if they come out to the concert.
Well, the first piece on the program is one of the great masterworks of the repertoire by one of the forefathers, if not the father, the creator of the string quartet, Franz Joseph Haydn. His string quartet, which is nicknamed Sunrise, is the first piece on this program, and it's just incredible. And it's meant to elicit the sunrise with the ascending lines in the instruments, and then sometimes the cycle of the sun with descending lines. And it's just a beautiful four-movement work. And we chose that piece in particular because the next piece on the program, which Paul will talk about, was commissioned for our 10th anniversary in 2020, and we wanted the Sunrise Quartet to bring those feelings of birth and renewal and beginnings. Yeah.
So in 2020, our quartet turned 10 years old, and we wanted to celebrate this, so we had this big commissioning project we called CQ Minute. And so the pieces on the second half of the first half are 10 diverse of composers ranging all different ages and styles and backgrounds of these miniature quartets. They're only between 1 and 2 minutes. And the sort of idea behind them came from wanting to challenge the diminishing attention spans that social media has been causing over the last decades. And we thought, well, instead of getting salty about it. Why don't we actually engage this window and we try to fill it with the best material possible? So actually, like in a later iteration, we're going to be recording all the works of the CQ Minute to have their own little music videos so that people can really digest them in the way that people take in music now. And they're just an incredible little set to play live in concert. You're going to get, you know, everything from jazzy influences to Latin. You're going to get, very, very old, crunchy, but energetic stuff. And it's just like, it's a wild ride. And we love that set.
Yeah, this sounds very interesting. And it actually brings us to, I feel like when we were chatting before, I asked you what made, you know, your quartet unique. And I think this kind of speaks directly to that. So maybe you can speak a little bit more about what's unique about the Catalyst Quartet.
Sure. So our quartet was founded, and we've always operated with this sort of mission. Like the mission to bring the string quartet medium into the 21st century. And, you know, we all studied at conservatories. We have the utmost reverence for all of the old guard. You know, we're playing Haydn. Like, we love that. But we think that also it needs to come into the 21st century in terms of the way we do our programming, that there's a wide mix of variety of composers and of genres and all these things. Programming, projects. We do projects, outreach. So all these different ways, the way we speak from the stage, we really try to keep the string quartet medium relevant and just like have all that wonderful music that exists for it, and even to commission and create new excellent music like what we're doing with CQ Minute, and really engage the people, because we believe that, you know, people would love music if they had access to it.
Yeah,
I think with all of these things that Paul's saying about what we do, the why we do it in a way is to create the string quartet that matters to people and that relates to our world, that relates to the human condition, and that people want to care about because we care about the music we play, and we play it for a reason, and it's to connect to audiences, and it's to make those human connections and to highlight the humanity of music and the string quartet.
Yeah. The CQ Minute, for example, those pieces are all done by living people that are living. They aren't the dead composers.
And as a matter of fact, the last two, we held a national competition because we wanted young composers to participate. And so they entered, and we read through all the pieces, and we selected. We were trying to select one winner, but the pieces were so good and so different, which is exactly what we love, that we ended up picking two winners. And those are often the audience's favorites. Yeah. They're really great.
And the age ranges of the composers, I guess, them would go from very early 20s to early 80s.
Wow.
Very and everyone cool. In between.
Yeah. Well, I guess speaking of reaching out to or being part of this generation, I do want to mention that you are going to be doing a visit beyond giving this concert. You're going to be doing a visit to, is it Mount Edgecombe High School?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us a little bit about that part of your time here in Sitka.
Well, one of the great things about the way concerts are structured these days around the country, and maybe the world for that matter, is that there are residency activities involved in these concert visits. And sometimes you'll go in and you'll, you know, travel across the country like we did last night and play a concert and leave. But more often than not, you're doing something to connect to the people in the communities with which you're presenting concerts. And that's sort of what we'll be doing today. And it's an important thing because I think it really makes our experience from, you know, the other side of things a little bit more deep, because we get to actually absorb, spend time in the place where we're playing a concert, because sometimes playing a concert can be very one-sided in a way. And so this becomes like a chance to engage. And so we'll be presenting some of our music from the concert tonight or from the concerts in the coming days, talking about our instruments, introducing ourselves, just connecting through music with people here.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, if any listeners want to come out and connect with you tonight, they can. 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall. Tickets are at sitkamusicfestival.org, or people can get tickets at the door. Carlos Rodriguez is the cellist for the Catalyst Quartet, and Paul Loraya is the violist for the Catalyst Quartet. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you. Pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.